Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Joel Abava, the Franchise King, author of Become a Franchise Owner and the outstanding book on whether you want to become a franchisee or not, or a franchisor. Joel, thanks again for being here. Franchiseking.com?
Yes, thefranchiseking.com.
So check that out, folks. All right, we're talking about senior care franchises. Empathy, you talked about the importance. You've got to demonstrate this to folks, and you've got to hire people, don't you? And you've got to have an organization, but you also have to have the capital. Are these less expensive to buy into than some?
Yeah, they are. In general, you can get into a senior care franchise in the mid-100s, $150,000, sometimes even less. Some of them are more, but in general, $130,000 to $150,000, because you don't need, inventory, which helps a lot. You do need a space, right, but you don't need inventory. So mm-hmm. That's a nice thing.
Now, one thing you got to be able to do, though, is you're dealing with individuals, and I will tell you that when you're dealing with families like this, the cash is not always not a problem. And even well-meaning
That's
people,
right,
even really good people, get into a bind because they're not. A lot of times, when you bring help on board, you have never had this kind of help before. You have never had these kinds of hourly people clicking, 8, 10, 12 hours at a time, day after day, 24/7 sometimes, different depending on the discipline. And this much cash leaving a family, that's one thing you got to be careful of, isn't it, Joel? You got to deliver the service, but you also got to get paid.
That's right, and it's real important that you're able to handle a very emotional time in a family's life,
mm-hmm.
and add to that the money that they're going to be laying out. So you need to really be good at communicating, and really be good at kind of calming people down, making them feel okay, and making sure they know that the service is going to be top notch, and you understand what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that empathy, you're going to have a real tough time. Jim, you also talked about the organization of the business. There's going to be an office manager in place, kind of like the traffic control,
right,
air traffic control kind of person. And in most cases, you have a lot of employees once you get up and running. So you're going to have to manage the employees. The office manager is going
mm-hmm.
to handle the payroll. And that frees you to do business development. I just want your listeners to understand totally that they are in an outgoing sales business development mode to create referrals. That is the only way you're going to get business,
mm-hmm.
is referrals, especially at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So people that want to get into senior care franchising because they like helping people need to also make sure that they have the right personality to be very outgoing.
Every service that we hired, that's such an important point. Every service that we hired from my parents were from referrals, 100% referrals.
Yes.
And they'll oftentimes come from the people who have maybe more of a technical background, like the Medicare, Medicaid people who come by and who give the shots or check on the medicines. You know
right.
what I mean? They've got more medical technical skills. Those organizations, which are one of the layers, a lot of times they're the ones who will recommend you, and you got to get close to them too. But
that's right.
So, are there any that you recommend? Are there any franchises to take a look at first? You have any particular ones?
I have to tell you that I'm actually working with one in a marketing capacity. I help them kind of spread the word, et cetera. And they're an unusual one. It's called Ask Carol. They're out of New Jersey. It's interesting because they don't require employees. You are like a one-person show because you are actually the referral source. You're the referral source for assisted living places. So when families are in a bind and they don't know who to turn to and how to figure this all out, ask Carol franchisees, coordinate everything, and help place the person in an
assisted living. So they're sort of like a clearinghouse for the marketplace.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really
help,
kind of a neat
help
concept.
Find a fit. So, they find availability and a fit.
Yes, in the local market.
Because I'll tell you, every person isn't a fit for every. You can't plug and play people in assisted living places. I mean, there are some places that work for some people that won't work for others, and vice versa.
Yeah, that's right.
I can see where this type of franchise would be helpful.
You have to be a relationship builder. But once again, that's the same kind of thing. You're not going to be sitting at home. You have to go out and shake hands, and then you'll be sitting at home coordinating all the placements. Home office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, and of course, it depends on what you're interested in. But checking these, is there a place
that's
they
right.
can go and find a clearinghouse for these kinds of franchises? Joel, where would they go?
Actually, a partner of mine, a strategic partner, FranchiseDirect.com, just came out with a huge senior care report on senior care franchises. If you just go to FranchiseDirect.com and click reports, you'll see it just came out yesterday.
All right, good.
For 2018.
Good.
And that'll do it.
Great. Hey, thanks, Joel. Give us the website again, please.
www.thefranchiseking.com. Thanks,
right.
Jim.
Hey, thank you, Joel. Take care. Come back soon.
You got it.
Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.